Merseyside.
Now, Mark Gay is our man in the van for us this morning. Now, earlier on, he mentioned the word raptors. The sport of pigeon racing has been around for hundreds of years, I'm sure, but a group of fanciers from Merseyside say their future is being put at risk due to attacks by raptors. Now, I immediately thought about Jurassic Park, as you probably did, but apparently raptors are birds of prey, but it seems it's not just the pigeons and their dedicated owners who have been affected by this. It's also affecting what they do for local charities too. Our man in the van trying to catch the pigeon this morning is Mark Gay. Morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, Snelly. I'm just by the pigeon coop. It's all quiet because apparently if it's dark and even there's not much noise, the pigeons just sit there. So they're not, as you can hear, it's not very, very noisy here. I'm at the home of Tom Hawkins in Kirby. Now, he's the president of the Lee Arms Invitation Flying Club, so-called the Lee Arms, because actually originally comes from Wavertree, and that was where a pub on Picton Road around when where this club was formed, and now it's across the whole of Merseyside. But this problem, say, raptors. We'll ask Tom, what's happened? Because what's taking these birds out of the skies then?
They're just catching them and eating them, killing them.
Now, when you say raptors, what sort of... That's a wide bird.
Peregrine falcons on the wing, sparrowhawks when they're on the ground or on the loft in the air.
Now, how many have you lost?
About 20 in the last year.
And how many have you got in that coop?
80.
So that's a quarter?
Yes.
Or if you had 100, a fifth? So,
that's it.
I mean, have you got proof that they are around doing it? Have you actually seen your birds?
I've seen them going, yeah. And people have been up and said they found the feathers and the rings in the garden up the street.
How distressing. I mean, you spend a long time training them.
Oh,
they learn to home, and it's a hobby been your lifetime.
Oh, but I've had them since 1962, so it's distressing.
So has this problem just started getting bad in the last
few years? It's got like getting out of hand, yeah.
Now, these are peregrine falcons and the hawks, where are they coming from?
That's natural. They've just been allowed to breed and over the last few years. Many years ago, like, we could shoot them when the war was on because they're catching the pigeons, bringing the messages back. But to say they've just escalated these last few years, you know.
Now, these are natural predators. They're doing what they do.
Yes.
So you can't blame them in that sense. But how can you stop it then?
Well, one of the problems we've got is that people put in nesting boxes on public buildings and encourage them into environments where they don't belong to. Like the one size of cathedrals, public buildings, any tall building, they're putting peregrine boxes up there and bringing them into the city more so than the countryside.
But can you cull them?
No, what we're after is we get a licence off DEFRA humanely catch anything that's bothering us and relocate it into its proper environment.
Now, what you also do in your club, that you raise a lot of money for charity. I mean, I was just looking at the list here. You raise money for Alder Hey, Marie Curie, Liverpool School for the Blind. I think when you first started off, you sent a boy to Russia for an eye operation.
Correct, yeah.
So, like, you're racing races money for charity, so presumably if you've got less races, less birds to race, that's the charity.
Well, the charities are suffering, undoubtedly. Our donations to charities have gone down by 50% in the last few years, and it's mainly because the numbers are not going. What we're doing is putting extra races on to try and combat that, but of course there's only so much many races you can sort out a year, you know what I mean?
And there are fewer people involved in the sport
because of people who've just packed up altogether because of the pedigree, can't cope anymore, or people just keep them, don't let them out at all, because every time they let them out, the hawks are catching them.
So it's not the case like when you have people who've got, say, pets like cats and dogs, say, because of the economy, they can't afford to feed them
or look after them.
It's purely because of the threat.
Purely because of pedigree problems, yeah.
And the thing is, you've got quite a lot of famous people because, I mean, you know Duncan Ferguson.
He's
a well-known pigeon fancier. Jerry Francis, the former England captain, you were telling me. And, of course, the patron.
The Queen. Her Majesty the Queen, our patron, yeah. As her father and grandfather of all rich pigeons, yeah.
Have you heard if she's been suffering?
She's at that because I know the loft manager. And they've lost pigeons, yeah. Yeah.
So, in your loft here, I mean, how safe are they in the loft? Nothing can get into your loft?
No. Once they're locked up overnight, nothing can get in there, no.
So, when you let them out, how confident are they that they will come back?
Well, they've been trained, so they're flying around, but then you'll see the hawk go into them and they scatter. And you'll get one back with a broken wing or something like that, or you mightn't get it back at all. And that's your problem, you know what I mean?
And when they scatter, that doesn't... And if a hawk or targets one bird, that's not just the problem, but the scattering will cause a few more to go possibly.
Oh, yes, because they fly into a bunch of wires and windows and they just go AWOL. I mean, you know you've had a strike when you've had a liberation, you've been liberating them, you've got half of them back and the other half haven't come, and they come in hours and hours later in ones, and you see them distressed and they won't go out for days, they're terrified to go back out.
So having spent a lifetime enjoying this sport, or I don't know, you've got recreation, now you're finding it's a real worry for you.
Oh, it is a problem, yeah. You know, pigeons you've looked after for years, 5 or 6 years, but after the next thing it's missing, and you've seen a hawk take it, it's distressing. It's soul destroying.
Now, I did mention the likes of Duncan Ferguson, and we know he's been a pigeon fancy for at least a decade, if not more. Are young people still getting involved in it?
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. Oh, you still get a few, not as many as we like, but like suffering like all sports, because the computers, et cetera, and et cetera, but we are getting plenty of young people coming in. Not as many as we'd like, but we are getting.
And your big event at Blackpool coming up?
Big this weekend, yeah. That's raised $2.5 million in the last 20 years for charity season.
So that's a national event?
Yeah. There'll be 40,000 pigeon fancies in Blackpool this weekend.
And no doubt the problem of raptors will be high on the agenda.
Well discussed, yeah. It's on the agenda. Got to mention on Friday, and it's on the agenda there, yes.
Well, there you are, you see. I think a lot of people thought a nice, pleasant sport like pigeon fancying, sending them out, had come back, no problems. You're hearing today that some of those birds in the sky, hawks and falcons, are really causing a problem for people, ruining all their enjoyment. Thanks very much to Tom Hawkins, president of the Lee Arms Invitation Flying Club. Back to you, Teddy.
Thank you, Tom. He had to be called Hawkins, didn't he? And Mark Geyer as well. It's 7:30. Mentioned famous pigeon fanciers there as well. I've just pulled up a list of people who get pigeons and race pigeons. Roy Rogers, his pigeons may have helped inspire happy trails. King Edward VII, King George V, King George VI, and Queen Elizabeth II, as we heard in that conversation. Keen pigeon fanciers. Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. Can we connect an Elvis song to a pigeon? We'll be able to do that. I'm sure somebody will be able to do it. Ray Price, the country singer. Mike Tyson. Marlon Brando. Well, I know he was a pigeon fancier in the film On the Waterfront, but was he in real life? Yul Brynner, Tony Curtis, Charles Darwin, Walt Disney, Pablo Picasso, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Michael Landon, Alan Jordan, who else? Lee Marvin, and Wayne Newton, the singer, as well. Johnny Otis, Paul Newman, and Joanne Woodward kept pigeons, too. We're in the wrong game, mate, aren't we? Well, I am. It's 7:32 BBC Radio Merseyside.